This podcast is sponsored by Talkspace. You know when you're really stressed or not feeling so great about your life or about yourself? Talking to someone who understands can really help. But who is that person? How do you find them? Where do you even start? Talkspace. Talkspace makes it easy to get the support you need. With Talkspace, you can go online, answer a few questions about your preferences, and be matched with a therapist. And because you'll meet your therapist online, you don't have to take time off work or arrange childcare. You'll meet on your schedule, wherever you feel most at ease. If you're depressed, stressed, struggling with a relationship, or if you want some counseling for you and your partner, or just need a little extra one-on-one support, Talkspace is here for you. Plus, Talkspace works with most major insurers, and most insured members have a $0 copay. No insurance? No problem. Now, get $80 off of your first month with promo code SPACE80 when you go to Talkspace.com. Match with a licensed therapist today at Talkspace.com. Save $80 with code SPACE80 at Talkspace.com.
At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.
Welcome to the Ribs and Knits podcast, where we cover everything godly and girly. We're going to be looking at what we should be clothing ourselves in. You have a choice in life. Do you want to clothe yourself in something that brings you joy and comfort? Or do you want to clothe yourself in something that looks kind of good, but gives you a rash in the long run? We get this choice in life, and we're going to be covering which choice to make. Let's do it together. Let's go. Hey, Ribs and Knits girls, welcome back to another episode of the Ribs and Knits podcast. I'm your host Emily Beanie, and today we're going to be talking about community, church. Why do you need to go? Why do I need to have friends? I want to stay at home with Jesus and just be in the secret place all the time. That's lovely. I'm so happy you feel that way. But we actually also need community, guys. We actually also need to be plugging not just into ourselves, but out to others. So let's get into it, right? Let's start in Ephesians 2, 19 to 22. It says, "Consequently, you are no longer foreigners or aliens, but fellow citizens with God's people and members of God's household. Build on the foundation of the apostles and prophets with Christ Jesus himself as the chief cornerstone. In him, the whole building is joined together and rises up to become one holy temple in the Lord. And in him, you too are being built together to become a dwelling place in which God lives by his spirit." Let's just say that last bit again. "And in him, you too are being built together to become a dwelling place in which God lives by his spirit." When we are together, we are a dwelling place for God to move and to be working in. It is so important. We are a dwelling place for God. It is important we have a space for him to dwell. Yes, he dwells on you at home, but where two or three, we'll get to that verse, are gathered, he is there. If we want to hang out well with people, we do it with God. If you are no longer on your own, you are no longer separated from God. You are no longer not an Israelite. You are no longer not allowed to be part of God's people. You are welcomed in to come and be a member. And being a member means being part of it. I used to always hear about these private members club when I was growing up, and I didn't grow up with much money. And I used to be like, how do I become one? How do I get in? Because the idea of being part of like a group that meant something, that meant I could say, oh, I'm this person and I'm part of da-da-da, and it'd be like, oh, so you know da-da-da and da-da-da and you live in da-da-da-da-da-da, and I'd be like, yeah. Never had that happen in my life, but I was welcomed into the church of God. I was welcomed into the family of Jesus. If you're part of a family, what happens at Christmas? I'll tell you the answer. You hang out. You have to go and see your weird Auntie Mildred. You have to hang out with the awkward cousin Peter, and you have to see the cousin Stephanie who you don't get on with, and you have to sit and your grandma gives you a weird present that you're never going to wear, or an aunt has knitted you a hat that you're never going to wear, although I quite like a knitted hat. You know, Christmas is the time where you have to come together. Sundays and whatever events your church has going on in the week is the day we come together with our family. It's our Christmas day. You might have to see Weird Auntie Mildred, but I think it is so important that you are plugged into your church. It is so important that you have community, because where you have community, you're built up. Where you have community, you're hanging out with Jesus. You're literally hanging out with thousands of other Jesuses. Because if we're all being Jesus, Jesus is within us, that means when you're with another Christ follower, you're with Jesus. Ah, that's so cool. Because we all have Jesus living within us. Why would we not want to hang out? If you have something in common, you want to hang out in the same place. Ballerinas, all hang out in the same ballet place. If you do Pilates, you're going to go to a Pilates center to see other girls who do Pilates. It just makes sense. And you have a shared love for Pilates. We have the same thing with our church. We go to church because we all have a shared faith in God. We go to church to be with God, meet with God, worship God in a communal atmosphere, in a communal space. Now, guys, get out your Bibles, and we are moving to Matthew 18, verse 20, which says, Matthew 18, verse 20, "For where two or three come together in my name, there I am with them." You want to know where Jesus is right now? Yes, he's in me. But he is right now where the two or three Christ followers are gathering. What about 200 or 300 Christ gatherers? What about 1,000 Christ gatherers? What about a whole festival of Christ gatherers? He is there. Why would you not want to be in the space where Jesus is choosing to dwell? I want to go where he is. I want to be where he is. You know, where Ruth says to her mother-in-law, "I will go where you go." We need to have that thought with Jesus. I will go where you go. You're in the church right now. You're in the building with the people. The church is the people. If you are with church followers, you are with Jesus. If you're having a hard stint in your faith, you're struggling, or you're having a great time, the church is going to be the thing that keeps you on track. The church is going to be the thing that encourages you, brings you back to the center. Make sure you're focusing on the right focus, which is Jesus. The church is the place where I get rebuked. You know, we read in a few episodes ago about the Bible. The Bible rebukes and trains you. So does the church. So does what your preacher, the servants who get up on stage and preach. They also have things that will rebuke and train you. It's part of our training to go to church. Okay, let's move to Hebrews 10, 24 to 25. Let's go. Okay, Hebrews 10, 24. Let's find it. To 24 to 25 says, "Let us hold unswervingly to the hope we profess, for he who promised us is faithful. And let us consider how we may spur one another on towards love and good deeds." Let us consider how we may spur one another on to love and good deeds. That means you have a job. You have a place within the church, within your Christian friendship groups, within the community you're in, to spur others on to Jesus, to run after Jesus, to run the race for Jesus. If you're not there, you're not spurring others on. So we need you there. There might be a little piece of the Bible that you've read that I need encouragement on this week. There might be a word that God gave you in the secret place that I need to hear. If you're not there, I don't hear it. If you're not there, how can God use you to speak to other people? You're needed in the church. And I'm sorry if you live in a little community where your church is three people and they're a little bit odd. Jesus is there. Go for Jesus. Who knows? That community could turn into a community of thousands. You could bring all your school friends, all your uni friends, all your friends. And the whole church might go from three odd beans to 1,000 odd beans. Are we not all a bit odd? I'm very odd. I think if I wasn't wearing a nice beanie and my cool welly shoes, people might think I'm a bit of a weirdo and not want to hang out where I hang out. But it doesn't matter. I have Jesus within me, so we should hang out together. It's great. Let's hang out. Okay, let's move to Romans 12, 4 to 5. "Just as each of us has one body with many members, so an arm, a leg, an eye, an ear, and these members do not all have the same functions, so in Christ we all form one body and each member belongs to all the others. You belong to the church. You belong to your community and you have a place there. You have a job. You have a part to play. You might be a leg. You might be an ear. You might be an eye. But you are the leg. You are the ear. You are the eye. We need you. You might be a youth leader. You might be a worship pastor. You might be the person who hands out cake at the end. You might be a prophet. You might prophesy for others. You might have the gift of healing. You might just be a great friend. I don't know what God has gifted you with, but you are needed for a purpose in your church, and there is no one like you who can fill it. So what do you need to be doing in your church? Maybe ask God, say, God, I hate going to church. I don't love it. If that's your feelings right now, say, I hate it, but Lord, what should I do? Where should I serve? How can I get plugged in? What can I do? And then maybe he'll tell you, try everything. Try being on the youth team. Try being on the kids team. Try doing production. Try being on welcome team. Try handing out the cakes. Try being on prayer team. I don't know what you need to try, but try. Because you are made to be in the body. You are made for something more. And something more can sometimes be found by just showing up to church. Just being where Jesus dwells. Just being where the Lord dwells. If one or two are gathered, he is there. If you want to be where Jesus is, you need to show up to church. So gameplay for church. Let's figure out a plan. Some of you are so involved already. Love that. Slay. Keep going. Don't fall off. For those of you who are like, no, yuck. It's okay. We've got a gameplay. How can you serve? No names. Show up. Be involved. And go to church for God. I'll say those things again. How can you serve? Know the names of people in your church. Show up every week. Be involved. Be on the youth team. Be on the kids team. I don't know. And go to church for God. If you do those five things, I promise you church will feel better. I promise you, you're going to feel more committed. I promise you, you're going to be really into it. Because if you're involved, you'll love it. If you go to a Pilates class and you don't do the Pilates, you're going to hate the class. If you go to the Pilates class, you get on that reformer and you work your body, you're going to feel amazing. You're going to have made friends. You're going to be feeling alive. Let's feel alive at church. Let's be involved. Let's not just sit at the back and watch everyone else get involved. Get involved yourself. When I think of the disciples, this reminds me of the disciples, because the disciples were where Jesus were. They were where he was. So we need to be where Jesus is. I think of when they were breaking the bread and they were drinking the blood, when they were taking communion. They were in his presence and they did it together. Jesus could have easily said, John, can we go to the back room, and done it individually with each of them. Like, okay, I'm going to teach you how to do the bread and wine. You know, we all love a little side conversation. Hi, can I have a chat? You know, classic. He could have done that. But he chose to do communion in community. That means they were made for community, which means we were made for community. Don't be on your own in your room doing church. Be with people. Be with other disciples. Be with people you love, with people you don't love, with just where Jesus dwells. Just be there. Church is made for you. Church is for you. We want you to be there. Church is not the same without you. So please show up. But yeah, that's what I've got to say about church, guys. I hope the Lord spoke to you through this. I hope you feel encouraged to just show up and just be there. You are so made to be part of the body, and you are needed for a purpose within the body. So if you have any questions about church, about anything, please send them to us at Ribs and Knits Podcast on Instagram. Make sure you're following us on Instagram. You're following us on YouTube. We're on TikTok. Follow us on all the platforms you stream. Make sure you rate us on Spotify. Subscribe and like and comment on YouTube. Do all the things. It really helps us out. And yeah, be blessed. Share this episode with anyone who needs to be at church right now. And yeah, you are so loved. You are part of the body. And thanks for being the arm in the body this week. Bless you guys. Bye.